This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings, and none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
It takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Opening the show there was Rebecca Ferguson with Run Free, taken from her debut album Heaven, which I am so happy about, you guys. It is finally going to come out in Australia on February the 10th. Look, Australia, if you don't already know who Rebecca Ferguson is, make it your homework tonight. I know you're in a car right now on the way home, so make it your homework tonight. When you get back, you know, look her up on the internet, because she was runner-up on UK X Factor in 2010, and she would have to be one of my favourite contestants on the X Factor ever. And I'm talking about the Australian series and the UK series. Like, she has just one of those voices. And, you know, somebody like me, I love talent show competitions like... The X Factor, and even back in the day, Australian Idol. I'm a sucker for those kind of shows. I don't mind a bit of The Voice as well, although I haven't seen all of the first series from America. So, you know, I'm a sucker for those types of shows. And naturally, what happens on Sunday? Yes, last Sunday we had Young Talent Time come back onto our screens. And to be honest with you, I never really got the idea of Young Talent Time because it finished, you know, when I was 1 year old, and I was born in Malaysia. So this idea of Young Talent Time wasn't something I grew up with, wasn't something that was a part of my parents' lifestyle and a part of my parents' entertainment either. So when we moved to Australia, that was something that I was kind of picking up the pieces of, you know, when I became a fan of Danny Minogue and Tina Arena, and, you know, kind of reading back on their Wikipedia pages really brought me to this understanding of what Young Talent Time was and how immense it was back in the day. So on tonight's show, I will be talking about the return of Young Talent Time. We'll be talking about the first episode that aired, Millsy as a host, what I think of it from a new generation perspective, of course.
Okay, so Dave, you must feel so lucky to go and watch these shows that you would never have thought to watch ever before.
Look, I always go on the personal recommendation of a friend when it comes to TV shows, because I'm quite loyal with the series that I watch.
Tune in for a Different Strokes take on television.
You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Look, okay, this is the thing, whenever I want to give out a prize here on Different Strokes, I feel that, you know, I really have to make it easy for you guys. I really have to lower the bar because I want you guys to have this good stuff. So I am giving away a double pass to WOW at Red Benny's. And we've got a text here from Shannon saying, I would like to enter this comp. Well, girl, I'm not saying you can't. You don't need to ask permission. I want you to enter. All you guys have to do is, if you're an existing Joy member who has not won a prize in the last 2 weeks and you want to go, all you have to do is text me or call Danielle on 1-300-JOY-949. Just give me a name of a Young Talent Time star. That's how easy it is to go in the draw. Or you can SMS it to 0427 JOY 949. If you're on the interwebs, You can email onair@joy.org.au. Don't forget your member number. Now, once again, this is WOW at Red Benny's. So we're talking about the songs, the go-go dancers, relive the fab music of the 60s and 70s, you know, Blue House, Michelle Parsons, Shirley Davis, Dolly Diamond. There's going to be comedy. There's going to be burlesque. Go-go dancers, you guys. Hello. Hello. You do not want to miss out on this special occasion, which is going to be on Friday 27th of Jan. Now, on to Young Talent Time version 2012. Look, I mean, this show hasn't been on air since 1988, so nobody can blame me for missing the original series. I kind of came into this whole, you know, when we moved to Australia, Young Talent Time was something that I slowly discovered in retrospect because, you know, we completely missed the boat on that one. But looking at the series return on Sunday night, which is now hosted by Millsy and features Tina Arena, who found fame on Young Talent Time all those years ago. She is back as a judge on the show. So looking at this new version, let me just say I am excited from a new generation's perspective. Look, I feel like I don't need to understand the full history. I don't need to have grown up with the songs. I don't need to really recognize Johnny Young for me to appreciate this. And I think the first episode, they've done a really good job at, you know, creating this sense of excitement and anticipation and a bit of history in there. You know, we saw at the start of the episode, Johnny Young made an appearance and, you know, it was kind of like an inadvertent handing or passing of baton to Millsy, who's now the new host. Now, can we talk about Rob Mills, Millsy, as the new host of Young Talent Time? Because I understand that, look, it's immense. I'm sure all of Australia is not blaming him for being a little nervous on the first episode. I mean, you are stepping into Johnny Young's shoes, so there's bound to be a bit of pressure. But I have to say, he did appear to be a little awkward on his first episode. But the beauty about Young Talent Time is that, you know, we're looking at a cast of 10 fresh young faces. And there's this, I feel like people watch Young Talent Time with this attitude that, yes, they may not be perfect. Yes, they might be young. But, you know, we want to grow with these people. We want to grow with a cast. And I feel that the same attitude's probably been transferred to Millsy as well. He may not be the, you know, the most flawless host in the first episode, but that's fine. We want to see him grow as a host. We want to see him grow as a presenter as well. And no doubt he'll become more confident as the weeks go by, you know, as will the kids as well, with singing on TV and things like that. Now, let's look at the kids. So we've got 10 fresh, gorgeous young things that, let me just say, I'm so pleased, Australia. I'm so pleased that we have a multicultural cast. You know, every kid looks special. Every kid looks amazing and bright and young and talented. And, you know, for me, this is kind of what I want to see in Australian media. I want to see it kind of evolve and reflect how multicultural our nation truly is. And I feel like having this moment now, you know, a day before Australia Day, really kind of solidifies all these good feelings I have about living in Australia, growing up in Australia, in a multicultural community and things like that. So to be able to see that on Young Talent Time kind of makes me happy. Okay. As for the kids, look, who has the potential here to go all the way and to be as big as Tina Arena? Who has the potential here to be as big as, you know, John Foreman, God willing, or even Danny Minogue? I mean, it's really hard to tell at this stage, but that's kind of what's exciting. You know, you're watching them come in really young and you hope that, you know, you get to be there for their journey over the next few years and watch them blossom. Which of these girls are going to end up on FHM is my question as well. I mean, no problems with that. I mean, I have no judgments whatsoever if that's what you want to do. But I'm just kind of curious. You know, I want to go on this journey with them. I want to see them become their own people. Now, the overall feeling of the show, you guys, I have to say, if Young Talent Time had come back maybe 2 years ago, I would not have cared. I feel like I would have been too cynical. You know, but now I'm in a place in my life where I'm ready to embrace some family entertainment, some feel-good, cheesy entertainment, and this is good for me. This is good for me right now because I feel like I've watched a lot of talent shows, a lot of singing talent shows where there's a lot of criticism and there's a lot of heavy production and there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of competition and there's a lot of strife and there's not a lot of positive, you know, character building and those kind of really good warm and fuzzies. And I miss the warm and fuzzies. I don't know about you guys, but I miss the warm and fuzzies. So maybe this show will bring a little bit of that for me.
Welcome to Different Strokes Online. Log in to hear Jade and Dave's perspectives on online media.
The internet should not be used as a high-tech babysitter. We need to make sure that when our kids surf the web, they don't drown.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, you know I love an app.
Especially the gaming kind.
Yes, anything that could be a time waster is, you know, it's always high on my list of priorities.
Anything that will distract you from work or face-to-face social interaction that might be taking place.
Yeah, pretty much, you know, and it's a good, you know, I like to think that I'm good at multitasking, so I would be able to play, for example, Fruit Ninja while, you know, doing this radio show at the same time. Maybe I should try that out now.
Rude. But no, you will put down that phone and you will talk to me about this particular app. Yeah, it looks fun anyway.
Yeah, it's called Fruit Ninja, and basically the concept of it's actually an app, but you can play it in all different kinds of places. Dave, they're even talking about now having a Facebook version of so that you'll be able to play it like you play Farmville and all of that. But effectively, it's the most simple concept. You are a ninja and you've got your little blade and you use your finger, you slide it across the screen and you try and cut the fruit.
So fruit will be flying
fruit
up.
Fruit is flying up. You have to hit it before it leaves the screen. If you don't, you get a strike. Three strikes, the game is over. To throw it, you get more points if you do multiple, you know, if you do three or four at the same time, you cut them all in one slice, you get bonus points. If you hit a bomb, it's over.
Very, very basic, very simple gaming concepts that, you know, someone of the age of four might even get.
Yeah, yeah. And it's funny that you say someone over the age of four. My girlfriend is actually telling me that her nephew, who is three, had his birthday party at this place, and they had like it was like a gaming place, and they had a Fruit Ninja thing at this thing. And you know, he's 3 years old, and he gets the concept of you just
sliding his finger across the screen.
And it's going to cut it.
It's great. I mean, we were talking before about, just off air, about how the simplest apps and the simplest games are the ones that are most effective and most popular, like Angry Birds.
Yeah, and I mean, like Angry Birds, I would say is probably more complicated than this because, you know, Angry Birds, you're actually having to think about aim and, you know, there's a lot of strategy that often comes into it because you got to think, oh, well, I need this type of bird to, you know, knock down this type of, you know, construction, all of that kind of, you're actually thinking a bit more. Whereas this one is you just sit there and you're just trying to slice the fruit. And, you know, when you actually think about it, it is so smart because think about when people are going to be using those types of apps. They're, you know, on a train, they're waiting for a train, they're, you know, they're on the move somewhere and they're trying to pass time. And it's just something you can do simply without really thinking about it. There's enough challenge there that you're like, oh, I got, you know, 60 points this time. I better go back and try and get, you know, more. And before you know it, you know, your train's here or whatever.
Oh, you've missed your stop.
You've missed your stop or, you know, 4 hours have gone by and, you know, people have had whole conversations and you've missed it.
People have had whole conversations, honey, have finished eating, have left the premise, have tipped the waiter. And you're still there.
Yeah.
They're cleaning up, they're mopping the floors, they're shut down, and you're still there.
And, I mean, the fact that, I mean, Fruit Ninja it came out in 2010, but towards the end of 2010, but is hugely, hugely popular and, you know, gets ranked very highly in anyone's, you know, top apps list, it's highly downloaded. So, you know, it's really proof that something like that is, you know, perfect for apps.
Something simple.
Do something simple.
Keep it simple. You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Look, had that boy James text. Oh, not text. Goodness, I'm getting my technology mixed up. Tweeted saying, seriously, they need to stop showing those kids on Young Talent Time Glee and start showing them Junior Eurovision. Okay, that sounds like a really high camp suggestion, and I can completely endorse that. You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Coming up next, I am going to review Queen of Hearts' debut EP. Who is she? You'll find out. This is Speak of the Devil by Hermitude. This sounds like a really good song for a commercial or something. I imagine kids running around the block, wearing Converse or something. You get the feeling, you get the picture. There'll be empty Milo tins outside, people playing drums.
You say that it's about pop artist booth character.
Pop artist booth character.
Forget what you've heard. I do listen to strummy la-la music, as I like to call it.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Got an email here from Jamie for me saying, "Hey, David, doing a great job tonight. It's a pleasure listening to you. Thank you so much, darling. It's a pleasure to be speaking to you." I feel like we should be shaking hands right now or hugging or sharing a drink. You know what? Tonight's actually a really good night to go out because tomorrow's a public holiday. Hey, hello, come hit me up, somebody. You know, we need to kick back. I know it's the hump day and it's a short week, but anytime's a good time to celebrate good times. Do you know what I'm saying? look, in any case, look, Different Strokes here. We like to talk about upcoming artists. You know, we're not so fussed if you've had a string of number one hits, if you're like Adele and, you know, practically breaking the bank every single week with your success. We're not here for that. We're here for upcoming artists. We're here for the new stuff, the kind of semi-underground pop. That's what I really do here on Different Strokes. Now, one of the artists that I'm most excited about seeing break out in 2012 is Queen of Hearts. Now, I have to say, I heard about Queen of Hearts maybe about 6 to 5 months ago last year, and I wasn't really inspired to check it out. I did like the name. I like the idea of an artist calling herself Queen of Hearts, though, I have to say. So she had me at the name. She almost had me at the single artwork. Sorry, I should say EP artwork. She looks stylish, but it wasn't until I was on iTunes, I was, you know, shopping for something, and I saw a recommendation. Now, this is how good technology has become these days. This is how intuitive a lot of the, you know, digital stores have been these days. You know, they can judge by what you're shopping, what you've bought, what you're browsing, and they can make recommendations. And usually I don't, you know, they're not very spot on with their recommendations. Sometimes they will try to push like a, I don't know, 10-year-old Jerry Halliwell single on me. And I'm like, come on. This is just not right. So, but this time they actually got the recommendation right. I was somehow inspired to check out Queen of Hearts EP and I loved it, bought it straight away. The thing is that she's a British electropop artist, and if you like Little Boots, if you like Annie, you know, I'm not saying she's like Annie, but if you like that sort of music, even Sophie Ellis-Bextor's Make a Scene album, if you like that, chances are you're going to enjoy Queen of Hearts. Now, her first EP, The Arrival, came out in August sometime. It's a 5-track affair. It's very stylish. It's a stylish set of electropop. The lead single, Shoot the Bullet, is probably the most immediate one out of all five of them. It's modern, it's slick, it's just the kind of stuff that you can imagine, you know, artists like I mentioned before, Little Boots, coming out with. The song Shoot the Bullet is produced by Sound of Arrows. So for those of you out there that are familiar with their album, this is not quite as dreamy as Sound of Arrow's own material. They've kind of made it more pop for her. So I feel like it's a really good collaboration. It works mutually. It kind of works in Sound of Arrow's style, but it's still pop enough for Queen of Hearts. I'm loving these band names. I'm loving these artist names, by the way. Another track on the EP that I want to point out is Black Star. Now, this one actually sounds like Katy Perry's E.T. put through a blender. There's something about it. There's something about the melodies that sound like E.T., but the beats are just more fractured. It's a little jagged. It's dark. It's a little ominous. And I like it. I like it a lot. And finally, there's a track on the EP called Freestyle. Now, this one, honey, is serving a little more Italo disco. You know, this one is more disco. The beats feel a little more club ready. So I feel like Queen of Hearts EP, and sometimes this is the thing with EP, you're not going to get continuity from track 1 to 5. They're going to want to show you a little bit of variety, but still stay on their brand, which is a very hard thing to do. So I think that she's done a good job with the 5 tracks that she's chosen for The Arrival. I think it sets the tone, but I would like to see her do something a little more pop next time. I'm not saying, like, you know, grab a Pitbull collabo or anything like that. I'm just saying give me a little more melody, you know, maybe do more Robin and less Lil Boots album track. That's all I'm saying. You know, I want to see Queen of Hearts do something a little bit more pop, a little bit more commercial, just to see if it works with her.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.